Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork by leadership author John C. Maxwell focuses on a practical question: what makes teams consistently succeed across different industries, organizations, and missions? Rather than treating teamwork as a soft skill, the book presents it as a set of learnable principles that leaders and team members can apply deliberately. Maxwell draws on widely known leadership themes from his broader body of work and frames them through the lens of collaboration, performance, and shared wins. Each law highlights a core dynamic that either strengthens a team or quietly undermines it, such as alignment, trust, communication, role clarity, and momentum. The format is designed to be accessible for busy professionals, with clear concepts that can be discussed in meetings, used in training, or applied to real team challenges. Overall, the book works as a toolkit for people who want less friction, more ownership, and better results when working with others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the big picture law: shared purpose drives cohesion. A recurring idea in Maxwell's teamwork framework is that teams rise or fall based on whether people are pulling toward the same destination. When a group lacks a clear, compelling purpose, even talented individuals tend to default to personal priorities, departmental politics, or short-term firefighting. The result is motion without progress and activity without impact. This law emphasizes that a leader's job is to create and continually reinforce the big picture, so each person understands why the work matters and how their contribution fits. In practice, this means translating strategy into simple team goals, defining what success looks like, and making trade-offs visible so the team can prioritize consistently. It also means ensuring that the big picture is not just a slogan, but a decision filter used in planning, staffing, and daily execution. When purpose is shared, disagreements become more productive because the argument is about the best path to the same goal, not competing goals. The team gains a sense of unity that makes collaboration easier and reduces the friction that comes from misaligned expectations and hidden agendas. Secondly, the Mount Everest Law: challenge reveals true teamwork. Maxwell uses the logic behind the Mount Everest Law to show that teamwork is often proven under pressure rather than during easy seasons. A serious challenge exposes gaps in communication, accountability, preparation, and trust. It also reveals whether people are willing to sacrifice personal credit for collective success. Instead of fearing tough assignments, this principle encourages leaders to view difficulty as a diagnostic and a catalyst. Challenging goals clarify what roles must exist, what skills need strengthening, and where processes break down. The law also points to the importance of unity during stress. High-stakes situations can trigger blame, confusion, or panic unless the team has practiced coordination in advance. Preparation matters, but so does mindset. Teams that treat obstacles as shared problems to solve tend to learn faster and stay engaged, while teams that treat obstacles as reasons to protect themselves tend to fragment. Applying this law can involve rehearsing critical scenarios, building cross-training, establishing escalation paths, and agreeing on how the team will communicate when things go wrong. The payoff is resilience and confidence under pressure. Thirdly, the catalyst and connection laws: leadership sets the tempo. Several of Maxwell's laws point to how strongly teams are shaped by the leader's example and relational influence. The catalyst idea highlights that teams often move at the speed of their leader's initiative, decisiveness, and willingness to own outcomes. If the leader delays, avoids conflict, or fails to clarify direction, the team tends to mirror that drift. The connection emphasis complements this by focusing on the human side of execution. People collaborate more willingly when they feel understood, valued, and included. Connection is not about charisma, it is about consistent behaviors that create psychological safety and commitment, such as listening, giving context, removing barriers, and recognizing contributions fairly. Together, these principles suggest that team performance is not just a system issue, but also a trust issue. When leaders combine urgency with empathy, they can create momentum without burning people out. Practical applications include regular one-on-ones, transparent decision-making, clear ownership of priorities, and visible follow-through. Over time, leadership that catalyzes action and strengthens relationships becomes a stabilizing force that keeps the team aligned even when conditions change. Fourthly, the niche law: right roles unlock collective strength. The niche law centers on the idea that a team's potential is limited when people are placed in roles that do not match their strengths, temperament, or experience. Many teams struggle not because of effort, but because responsibilities are misaligned, causing friction, rework, and low morale. Maxwell's teamwork perspective encourages leaders to be intentional about role design, clarifying what each person owns, what outcomes they are accountable for, and where they collaborate. Finding the right fit is also about recognizing complementary strengths. A high-performing team usually blends vision, execution, analysis, relationship building, and quality control rather than stacking the same type of talent. This principle also supports honest conversations about skill gaps and development. When individuals are in their niche, they tend to gain energy from the work, improve faster, and contribute more creatively. When they are outside it, performance becomes inconsistent and confidence erodes. Applying the niche law can involve assessing strengths, redefining responsibilities, adjusting decision rights, and building clear handoffs between functions. The result is a team that feels coordinated rather than crowded, with less duplication and more meaningful contribution. Lastly, the scoreboard and chain laws. Accountability and weak links, Maxwell's teamwork laws, underscore that teams need both visibility and responsibility to perform consistently. The scoreboard concept reflects a simple truth. If people cannot see whether they are winning, they will not know what to improve. Clear metrics, milestones, and feedback loops allow the team to celebrate progress, spot risks early, and adjust course before small issues become expensive failures. The chain idea adds a hard reality. Overall performance is constrained by the weakest link, which might be a skill gap, a broken process, or a behavioral issue such as negativity or unreliability. This is not about shaming individuals. It is about protecting the team's results by addressing constraints directly. Leaders and teammates must be willing to have candid conversations, offer support, and make changes when needed. Applying these laws can include defining a few key measures, reviewing them regularly, assigning clear owners, and identifying bottlenecks that repeatedly slow progress. It also means reinforcing standards for preparation, responsiveness, and follow-through. When teams combine a visible scoreboard with the courage to strengthen weak links, they build trust and raise performance without relying on constant supervision. In conclusion, this book is best for managers, team leads, project owners, coaches, entrepreneurs, and any professional who depends on collaboration to deliver results. It is also valuable for team members who do not have formal authority but want to influence outcomes by becoming more dependable, supportive, and aligned with the group's goals. The benefit to a reader's life comes from turning teamwork into a practical skill set instead of a vague ideal. The laws encourage clearer purpose, better role fit, stronger relationships, and more consistent execution, which can reduce workplace stress and increase the satisfaction that comes from shared achievement. Compared with many leadership books that focus mainly on individual success or abstract culture concepts, Maxwell's approach stands out for its team-centered structure and actionable principles that can be used in meetings, onboarding, and performance reviews. The ideas are easy to remember and discuss, which helps organizations create a shared language for improving collaboration. If you want a reliable framework for diagnosing why a team is stuck and what to do next, this book is a worthwhile purchase because it offers repeatable tools rather than temporary motivation. If you would like to support John C. Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.